Hello, friends. On today's show, well, it was Thanksgiving. So we decided just to get together and talk about what makes us thankful. So buckle up. Isaac, please give us the intro.
It's a few years into the aftertimes. You get what I'm talking about. So come on. Let's say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world. You up for that? Then have a seat. Because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
I am full of ham.
Brett.
I'm full of...
I know what you're full of.
You're listening to Two Beers In, a podcast where we...
Considering what we opened with, I think some explanations
should be required. Sure, okay. I'm getting there. Beers in.
Okay. It was about time we all got naked together.
That's right.
Ooh, wait,
I'm
what?
Full of ham. Thank you, Doug.
Is that the euphemism?
Yep. Every type of carb it was made available to us today.
Yep.
And so, like I said, two beers in.
Yes.
It's a show where often we enjoy liquor and talk about positive stories. We're going to do something like that today.
Yeah.
But we are not. You're going to be surprised. I know. Hold yourself.
Yep. Right there.
Now cough.
To the left.
Now cough. Because you're thinking, Brett, it doesn't sound like you're at the Aristocrat Lounge in Austin, Texas. And I would say you're absolutely right, whoever this is that just said that. Instead, we're at my house because it's Thanksgiving.
It is.
And we've just had Friendsgiving and enjoyed Monica's already, the tryptophan is already kicking in.
It's kicking in.
The highlights of the meal, I would say, the ham and turkey, sure. But the tiramisu was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the tiramisu. I've got to try that.
There's still some, yeah. I think my roasted vegetables were pretty good.
Yes.
I thought that your stuffing was quite good.
Thank you.
The mashed potatoes.
Yes. Apologies to the state of Idaho.
Because
there are no potatoes left in Idaho.
They took all the potatoes in Idaho and put them in that pot.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And the mushroom soup was quite good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So really good eating, great company, and the cider.
Yes.
The hot cider that we have, which was very, very good. Mm-hmm. So that being said, I'm one of your hosts, Brett Weaver. I have been enjoying cider, and now I'm enjoying an Allstadt Hefeweizen. Thank you for bringing that, Monica.
Well, I'm your co-host, Monica. I'm also having an Allstadt Hefeweizen because I figured, okay, now it's time to imbibe.
Yes. And there's Doug, who came in late over there.
And I'm about to be ejected anyway because I'm drinking a sparkling water.
Get out of here with your bubble water. Get out of here.
Get to the refrigerator with the beer.
The bubble water.
There were too many girls in front of it.
Hey. Yes.
Hey, what?
Was that a complaint?
Yeah, I was going to say...
Ah, something to be thankful for.
Yes. There we go. Yes. And so we had a bunch of friends over and had really good conversation.
Yes.
And I
only got lost once.
Yes.
It was in the kitchen.
Doug, we got in a big talk about Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, no.
And the McElroy brothers.
Oh, interesting.
And
okay.
Poor Monica was like,
What is happening?
Can I get to the fridge and get more beer? And we're like, no, you're going to have to
sit through this and pretend I know what a DM is.
You're going to
It's not direct mail.
No.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
No.
What is it?
It's a dungeon master.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And not just for leather rooms anymore.
I started with, there's this guy named Gary Gygax.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah.
Bringing out the knowledge.
Monica's like, I don't want to be mansplained. I'm going to go sit on the couch.
He was born in a log cabin. Yes. A year. Nope. I'm out.
After he read Lord of the Rings.
He thought I could do better than that.
You know what? But what if you can make it in a game?
I liked the dungeons part of Lord of the Rings, and I liked the dragons part. Hey.
You know.
I've got an idea.
Step two, something happens. Step three, profit.
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to put up four stories and then we were going to do the whole thing. And Monica said,
nah.
Good argument.
Yeah.
Good argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like your point.
It's a day for being kind of lazy.
Yeah.
You know, once all the
or unconscious
food prep is done and that sort of thing, then you just kind of, you know.
So let me start with the thing that I'm thankful about.
Football games.
Yes, I've watched every football game. All the football games, Doug.
I know you're into sports ball big time.
Okay. So let me tell you this.
Uh-oh.
I know that this Saturday, the first time in 20-something years, UT is going to be playing Texas A&M at Kyle Field.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes. And not only that, 100,000 people in that stadium.
Yeah, Kyle Field's a big one.
And guess what the average ticket price is?
Too much.
$1,000.
Yep.
So it's so great to hear that all of that money is going to be going to
the
education
students.
And the students and the football players
that are going to be there. Hang on.
Sure.
Will the winner get to go to the Chicken Ranch afterwards?
Yeah.
I understand Texas has a whorehouse in it.
Lord almighty.
Yeah. No, they will not. Sorry.
So just to update you, the football players actually do get money now. They've gone NIL in the last 2 years.
Good.
So they actually do get some money.
Good for them.
Yeah. Next, they'll want a DM. Jesus.
That's right. They want direct
mail.
I'm
going to roll three dice. They're going to try to advance 4 yards.
They want direct mail with checks inside.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, it's good to want things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, what I'm grateful for is, well, first of all, after 13 years of having my hand go to sleep anytime I play drums or type or do anything like that, and I kept thinking, maybe if I stretch this thing, stretch my wrist, do this other thing, it'll get better. It didn't get better. It did not get better. And so I had my hand surgerized on this last Thursday. And no tinglies.
Wow.
Since the surgery, there was pain.
Yeah.
I was on some good drugs.
Oh.
But now I'm on less good drugs. And yeah. I mean, it's coming back. I'm probably playing drums again. So that I'm very grateful for that. And the second part of that was, even though I love doing it, you know, you've been to Friendsgiving before, mm-hmm. that I love cooking. But this time I only made some roasted vegetables.
That's right.
And
which is so weird.
No heavy bird to lift.
No.
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
And so for, the rest of the friends brought over stuff and... So it was a true Friendsgiving miracle.
That's right.
And we had good food and, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I lost my bet with Emily. She asked if you were going to not be cooking for the surgery. I was like, that doesn't sound like Brett.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't cook as much.
No, you didn't.
The only thing I did was, though I will say, last night I was prepping all the vegetables. And, you know, I have the kombucha squash, which is like pumpkin. And you have to peel it. And so I'm sitting there with my right hand, which is the one that got worked on, peeling this with a peeler, vegetable peeler. And man, my hand was like, what are you doing, buddy?
Oh.
You know, and then I'm having to, it's a big old gourd. So I have to get it with the knife and really press down. And again, my hand's like, dude, what are you doing, buddy?
Are you sure you didn't get a lobotomy?
Yeah. And then, remember what happened the last time?
Oh, yeah. That didn't go well.
No. The last time.
The last time you got a lobotomy?
No,
yeah.
When I
yeah,
got
that one.
When I got it, didn't take.
This should have been a video medium with the look on her face. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. In this very room, which is my studio, my podcast room, I was getting I had neck surgery, and the next day, before the pain block had really worn off,
right?
I was here in the studio because we had just painted it before I went into surgery. I came after her. Everybody was here, and I realized I need to rerun my wiring to my booth. And so EK found me on the floor with the pump on my neck, the you know, to the drainage thing, and the whole thing, and the neck brace running the lines. She's like, what are you doing?
So, like I said, when you said the lobotomy,
it didn't take.
The lobotomy.
So this time I definitely
decided to peel it back a little bit.
I waited a week, Doug. And it was one of those to where...
Because you're superhuman, you figured, sure, well, I can do this.
It's
said 6 to 8 weeks, maybe a week.
Yeah.
Maybe a week.
6 to 8 days?
Okay, he said 2 weeks. He said, but no
was
heavy lifting.
Minutes.
So I didn't do any heavy lifting. I just did some peeling.
Yes.
Shut up, both of you.
Does anybody in the audience think this sounds like the guy didn't have a lobotomy?
It was fine. It was fine.
The pain told you this is time to stop.
Yes, and I did.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah.
Ow, 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 ow.
Ow.
My husband, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Can somebody make sure my husband doesn't get hurt? Ow.
Right.
So, yeah. Made the roasted vegetables. We had good food. I'm very thankful for that. That's one thing I'm thankful for. Monica, okay. Your turn.
I was invited to my stepdaughter's house for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But she's a vegetarian. So I knew there would be no meat and probably we'd end up going out for Mexican food, and she would eat a lot of cheese and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I texted her, and I said, thank you for the invitation, but for all the times that Brett has cooked for us, his friends are coming together to cook for him because he got surgery.
Yeah.
And so,
Doug
yeah.
didn't get anything.
I got some of your food.
I mean, you're like, ate it. You're like supposedly my best friend.
I did my cooking for my mom
because
I drove in from Houston to come here.
He would have brought in Cheeritos. Cheeseritos.
Fritos.
Yeah.
Fritos.
Yeah. Some Fritos.
Some Fritos?
Just Fritos.
Just Fritos. Just Fritos. So Fritos. Not Sofritos.
Two Fritos.
Yes.
Two.
One Frito? Two Fritos.
Two Fritos.
I'm done.
Yeah.
So I was grateful that we could do something for you for a change.
Yeah, that was very
for
nice.
All of the times you've cooked for us, and particularly all those recovery gumbo days.
It's never been a burden. Y'all know I love doing it.
I
so.
Know, but it knocks you out, sir.
Well, yeah.
He's got to clear all those cats in front out somehow.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right. Nobody's, Doug,
that's
no one has complained.
Cajun cooking at its best.
Not one. Not one person, including you, has ever complained.
And, wait.
And everybody recovers, except for the cat.
Yes.
Cat that good. You don't eat all at once.
Yeah. The other white meat. Nom, 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 nom.
Douglas?
Douglas, tell us something that you're grateful for or thankful for.
I'm glad I'm not doing repairs right now.
He just got done with a bunch of repairs.
Oh,
in Orlando?
No, Houston.
Oh, in Houston.
I had something like 14 different sets of repairs.
Jeez.
Like plumbing broke, AC broke, water heater exploded upstairs and drowned out my neighbor. And And after I got done with this, I didn't tell you this part. She came to me and said, hey, there's somebody who's selling two more condos here. I was like, really? Because I know what the plumbing's like these days. Are you sure about this? Fortunately, they're asking for an arm and a leg. I was like, oh, okay, that's not tempting.
If it was just an arm, maybe. Yeah, I mean, but an arm and a leg?
No, you rent out places. I can't rent out places if they cost that much.
No.
Nope. You can't do it.
No. So, but what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful I'm not doing any repairs anymore because it cleared out my bank account. I had to borrow another $5,000 to pay taxes this month.
Okay. My turn.
Yes.
I have been thankful for the job that I had for this past year, working at a church, being one of the IT guys. It kind of gave me a vacation in my work because usually I've been management, and this just happened to be an opportunity to go in and set up computers and make this small decisions and be with a team that seemed to give a crap about me, and I kind of gave a crap about them. And
he seemed like the decent sort.
Yeah. It was very good, and I got to see. Honestly, I got to see a group of Christians that didn't make me aggravated. And so, I'm definitely grateful for that. Monica,
speaking of work environments, we had a little work outing on Monday, where everybody from the office and kids of people from the office, I didn't bring the cats, but we all went to go see a 10 a.m. showing of Wicked.
I'm so jealous. I haven't seen it yet. Did people sing in the theater?
No.
Okay, good.
No. And the girls
Wanted to. Yeah.
And they said, we're going to sing. And I said, you better not. This is the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
They'll kick you out if you talk. If you start singing, not look kindly upon.
No.
So they didn't sing.
You're sitting there with a card ready to fill out the card. Now go ahead and sing. See what happens.
Let's see how popular you are then. You see what I did there?
Yes.
See that?
You'll defy gravity as you fly out of here.
Exactly. But they are the boss's kids, so
sure.
I had to be
somewhat nice.
Somewhat nice. But I mean, it's just cool to have and there were so many people from offices there. It was kind of like I was like, I'm waiting for coworkers. This is an office outing, and they went, us too.
Us too.
And I was like, that is so neat. That is
That was very cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
You got anything else, Doug?
I can't think of anything. It's been a long month.
Doug's had some trials.
He's reliving it. He lived it every mile from Houston.
He's glad that he's past those things. So
it's been tough.
Yeah.
Which is weird because usually I have nothing to do. But not this month.
Nope.
I've been...
we're going to give you lots to do, and it's going to cost you a lot.
Yeah. I've been very grateful of my therapist, to be quite honest, who's walked me through a bunch of stuff that's been really good, you know. Like Doug knows. Monica knows. Doug really knows. And basically, she's going, you're doing way better, which is, you know, something that I have been figuring out because this contract is ending for the job that I'm at.
Yeah.
And she goes, what are you going to be doing next? And I said, you know, I've applied for these things. I've been going through this kind of training. I'm planning things out as much as I can. You know, this ends on the 22nd. So I'll just, you know, after that, I'm going to try to be more specific to the companies that I apply to and make sure that I'm doing it the right way. But right now I'm just waiting to see who actually responds because there's the whole ghost jobs that are out there that's happening. And I don't want to waste my time tailoring something every time. And she goes, okay. And then if all of that, what happens past that, I go, I'm not going to worry about that.
Yellow rose.
I was like, I can't sit there and wonder what's going to happen next. I'm just going to work on it right now. And she was like, yes!
You're cured!
I was like, oh, I'm not spinning anymore. She's like, no. So that was a good moment.
I'm not to put down therapy.
Right.
But I'm thankful.
But fuck therapy.
I killed my therapy.
To hell with therapy. I'm a Scientologist. I'm telling you now.
Us assassins don't need them.
I don't want to say I'm grateful I've never needed therapy, because maybe I've needed it, but I've just never.
Yeah.
I've never been to a point where I felt like I need to see somebody. But I did go through some really rough times when I lived in Martinsville, Virginia, because it was Martinsville, Virginia.
Sure.
But that was the only time in my life where I was so unmoored and felt so alone in a community that I had to get all the liquor out of the house.
Oh, wow.
And I had to really, really work on myself and journal and stuff like that and decide I can't live here anymore, and made definite moves to go back to Greensboro and work for a new radio station that was signing on there, run by a gentleman named Mr. Ballard.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey. I've heard that name somewhere.
Yes. Hey. But that, I think, that was really the only time where I was just like, I would go to work and everybody would leave the office and I'd be there to do the night shift playing, you know, the news up until 7 o'clock in the evening. And I would just sit there and cry and figure out, okay, I've got 10 minutes to work up a cheery personality and be everyone's radio hostess for the evening.
So let me help you out with something, Monica. That would have been the time you would be going to therapy.
Do I really want a therapist in Martinsville, Virginia?
I mean, yeah. I. Good point.
Yeah.
You know, if you hunt more really ducks, you'll be better.
Yeah.
You know, if you just have some kids and get married, not necessarily in that order. Because, Lord, girl, you're 28 years old, and you ain't got no kids, and you ain't been married yet, even once.
So let's start. How many grandkids do you have?
Yeah, I guess it's the equivalent of finding a therapist in Vidor, Texas. You know, that's just not... You don't really want that.
First, you get a baseball bat. Nope.
No. Wait, is the sun up or the sun down? No. No.
Girl, you need to get yourself a gun.
It'll make you feel better.
That's right.
No, it won't.
It'll make you feel powerful. Mm. I'm thankful I don't own a gun.
Yeah. There you go. You know, I think I'm going to let this be also our Patreon episode. We're feeling a bit lazy.
I did find something fun.
Okay.
On the Facebook today.
Sorry, we don't do that here.
Well, sorry. Every year before Thanksgiving break, this kindergarten teacher asks her class how to make Thanksgiving dishes and then sends out a recipe book with their verbatim instructions.
Oh,
and she says, it's a favorite part of the holiday. Here are your 2024 recipes. And I took a photo of, so pumpkin pie.
Sure.
Here are your ingredients. A 20-pound pumpkin. Pie. Sugar. 5 grams of salt.
5 grams?
Yeah. 1 whole spoon of vinegar. 2 droplets of vanilla extract, 2 cinnamon sticks, whipped cream, a whip, strawberries,
sure,
pie crust,
yes,
and orange food coloring. Preparation. Buy a pumpkin from Vans or Trader Joe's.
Sure.
Cut the pumpkin open with a knife. Pull out all the seeds with gloves. Mash the pumpkin with a hammer. Put the mashed pumpkin
Yeah,
right.
Put the mashed pumpkin into a bowl. Add all of the seasonings. Put the oven at 102 degrees.
Get in the oven.
And cook the pumpkin for 1 hour. Take out the pumpkin mash.
Oh.
Spilled my beer.
Beer foul.
The spilled first beer. Time she's had a beer foul.
I know. Put the pie back in the oven for 2 minutes. Take it out of the oven carefully using gloves and put it on a plate. Whip the whipped cream with a whip.
Whip.
We're back to the DM.
Yeah.
Add the whipped cream at the top. Put a hole in the pie and put the whipped cream inside as well. Serve it to our guests and enjoy. Okay. I want to just make sure. No mention of the strawberries.
No. That's just for while you're waiting.
Or the orange food coloring.
That's
or
that's
the vinegar, for that matter. So, yes. Now everyone has a recipe for pumpkin pie.
Yes, now you too. Especially, it's the Gallagher's recipe for yes. pumpkin pie. Hit it with a hammer.
Hit it with a hammer. Oh, I've wet myself.
You're all right. That's why I got blankets on the chairs.
I love that new perfume you have.
That's why I put the tarp down.
He said, what is that, beer ass?
Is that a hefe?
That's a hefe of an ass.
It tastes like bananas.
Oh, and a text that I got earlier today from Brett right here.
Oh.
I was asking what time I had to be here, and he said 3, I think. EK just texted and told me 3:30. I sent him a photo of the side dish that I was bringing goat cheese as well for added topping. And he replies, fancy. It's amazing difference your exterior shower curtain looks when you throw it in the washer.
So did you have hand surgery?
Yes.
Your spell check hates you?
Yes.
I'm there showing him a picture of my marvelous side dish that I'm so proud of.
And I said fancy. And then I changed the subject.
And then he changed the subject.
It's amazing. Okay. That wasn't the reply.
It's an amazing difference your exterior shower curtain looks when you throw it in the washer.
Yeah.
And it was like,
Why did you call my food shower curtain?
No.
So are you equating my butternut squash with a shower curtain?
And I never answered, did I?
You said oops.
Oops. Yeah, that's right. So when Monica gets here, I'm like, look. And it's nice and crisp and white. And the shower curtain, that is.
It was just such a non sequitur.
Excuse me while I add some commas here.
Speaking of hair, I'm thinking of getting mine done. Yeah. So these are all the things that we're grateful for. I'm sure there's more things, but you know how you can let us know?
That you're grateful?
Yes.
That we're around?
By going to patreon.com/2beersin, where, y'all are looking at the pictures over my shoulder, where you can give us money and keep this thing going. We'd like to thank our latest subscriber, Monica, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for, for doing that. It was Reed before that, too. Reed,
So
I think that's what I have to do to get people to become
that's right.
He's to become get subscribers. Them on the show. Come on the show.
Come on the show.
And then you can become a subscriber.
One by one. We will make you pay to be a subscriber.
Yes. Oh, you want to be on the show?
Sure.
How much do you want to be on the show?
How much?
Yeah.
I was on the show way before I became a subscriber.
Yes. Yes.
Only now will she listen to it.
Yes. She's like, fine, I'll listen to it. Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for being a part, listening in, telling us when you are listening in, because that's always been good to have those surprise people. Yeah, I've been listening to the show. You have?
You have?
So, yeah, I appreciate that. We're going to bring you even more content over the next year. Probably for December, it's going to be a little quiet.
A little sporadic.
Yeah, as we each have things to do. I am going to be doing Die Hard, the radio cast. If you're in the Austin area, look up PenfoldTheater.org and look up where Die Hard is going to be playing, which is in Round Rock and down at the Driscoll. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you.
That's my condo.
Yes, it is your condo.
How did that happen?
I took pictures and it just shows up on my screen. Okay.
It's magic. Oh my God. Are you a DM?
Yes, I'm a DM. A direct mailer.
I thought I took that camera down.
Yeah. So, to close out the show, it's almost Christmas time. And so I thought I would play an almost Christmas song. So I'm going to push the button here. And before I do that, I'm going to say, hey, I'm Brett Weaver. I'm a host. I've been drinking cider, and now I've been drinking Allstedt's Hefeweizen. Over there.
Hey, I'm Monica. I've been spilling I've been spilling the tea and my Allstedt's Hefeweizen.
And there's Doug over there.
And I'm going to sneak to the beer a little bit late and wait for the shower curtain casserole recipe.
There it goes.
I've been wanting to hear about.
All right.
And we thank
you. Hit it with a hammer.
And we thank you, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Santa's earned some time off. He's taking a break. You've got to remember the month of November is still his holiday. So imagine how stressed he gets when he sees people hanging ornaments a full 40 days before Christmas.
Pretty stressed, right?
Everyone loves Christmas time. It's not too early and get punched in the face. Once you're done with Halloween, here's something new for you and me. Special time of year where Christmas is kind of almost here. It's not Christmas, almost past, that's December 1st. I'm talking not quite almost Christmas time. The first excited thought about the parties still ages away. Watching people lose their mind from hearing
premature Michael Bublé.
Christmas time is wonderful.
England's Harwich Kate doing the buffalo.
But there's a special magic in seeing a tragic middle-aged man lose his shit
at a supermarket club
for playing Christmas music at work
before December 1st.
The true meaning of not quite almost Christmas.
Gather round the not quite almost Christmas tree, which is just leftover decorations not pulled down from Halloween.
Shops and parks are never full, cause we're still stuck in work and school.
It's not Christmas, almost, past, that's December 1st.
I'm talking not quite almost Christmas time.
Not quite.
Time to deck the halls.
Almost.
Time to give your family a call.
Actually,
I'll take that last one back any time of the year you can.
Call your mother.
Not quite Christmas is sublime, but what about not quite, almost Christmas time?
We love season celebration, amplified by anti-sun.
Gotta have that anti-sun.
Patient.